T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on our show, Jeremiah Hall, as we continue on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Jeremiah, tight end at the University of Oklahoma, who also participated in the Orange Bowl game, I think, here a couple of years ago. Jeremiah, you played in the semifinals here at Hard Rock Stadium, correct?
Yeah, we did not get the result that we wanted.
Yeah. Well, what was outside of that, what was your experience like?
Yeah, no, that's probably one of the better bowls. I had a great time down there, and hopefully we'll be I don't know. What are you guys in the semifinals? Well,
we are the semifinal this year, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be talking about going down there this coming year.
Yeah. What do you think about this upcoming season? It looks like we're going to have a more normal football season with crowds and all that. Are you excited about those prospects?
Yeah, I can't wait to have the fans back and just have a normal atmosphere, especially in Norman, Oklahoma, man. We sell out every single game, and our fans do a great job of cheering us on. It'll be great this year.
Was it tough last year going through the season with all of the COVID protocols and really a lack of fans?
Yeah, it was stressful from a COVID point of view. You know, just staying on the field was a priority, and that was something that I nor the rest of the college world had ever done before. And so it was a challenge. You know, I did a great job of myself of staying on the field. I didn't miss any games or things like that, but I can't say the same thing for some of my teammates who missed games, and it was tough. So I'm glad that this year will be a little bit back to normal.
You did finish the season with a big win over Florida, which would make Miami fans very happy. What was your Cotton Bowl experience like with that win over the Gators?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad we could beat up on those boys a little bit. You know, they're a great team, but I'm glad we could end the season with a win and build some momentum going into this year, knowing that we finished our season on top.
Yeah, I want to pick up on that. When you get a bowl win like that in a New Year's Six bowl game, does that momentum carry through your winter workouts, spring football, and then into the summer?
Yeah, you know, it carries through, but so far. You know, you can only look back at what you did for so long. You know, Coach Riley talks about it all the time, that even though, let's just say, let's talk about us being defending champions. You know, we're not really defending anything in the Big 12. You know, every year is a new year, and you can't hang on what you did in the past. And so it helps, like I said, but only for so long.
Jeremiah Hall is our guest on the show. Oklahoma, always high expectations. What are your expectations for the upcoming season?
A national championship. A national championship is our number one and only expectation, as well as a Big 12 championship, obviously. But we can't worry about that right now. We're not worried about that right now. Right now, we're worried on getting better. That's our priority. And I think that we've done a great job with that over this past spring and this past summer. And so we're going to take it week by week this coming season, and hopefully we'll get there to the big one at the end.
How do you like Spencer Rattler being the leader of your squad in terms of being the quarterback? What does he bring to the table?
Yeah, I think Spencer's great. You know, he brings an it factor that not many quarterbacks have across all of college football, and so I'm confident in him. I know he'll do a great job this coming season, and I'm looking forward to the things that he can do. You know, I know he'll make some big plays, and hopefully I'll be on the other end of those receiving big plays.
How does a kid that grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, end up in Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma?
Man, I think about that all the time. I honestly have no clue. A little bit of luck, a little bit of faith, and a little bit more luck. You know, I think about all the time how I ended up in Oklahoma, and thank God that I made the decision to come here, because I've only grown from it. And so shout out to Lincoln for being at East Carolina for a little bit and noticing a little kid down there in Charlotte.
I was going to say, did they find you or did you find them?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say that he found me. You know, he came calling for me. And so, I was able to build a little bit of a connection before he came to OU, and it paid off later, mm-hmm. and here we are today.
You know, we love our Miami-Florida State rivalry here in South Florida, where you grew up in Charlotte. I'm sure they talked a lot about Duke and North Carolina. What can you tell us about Oklahoma-Texas on the football field?
Yeah, you know, I saw Duke and North Carolina play. I've seen Florida State and Florida. I've been to even a Florida State-Clemson game back in the day when Dalvin Cook was their running back. You know, and I've even seen the ACC championship in at the Bank of America Stadium. But, guys, I can honestly tell you that there is no other rivalry in college football like OU Texas, and I will stand on that firm heartedly. You know, these fans show up and show out every year, and I don't know if there's anything like it in the world. And so I'm so happy I get to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to it this year, and like always, it'll be a fun one.
You have been in this offense a long time. What makes it so difficult to defend? Why is Lincoln Riley such a mastermind at drawing up these plays?
You know, Lincoln's able to shadow and move things as needed. You know, our offense isn't necessarily a one-stop shop. You know, you can't look at our offense and say this is what they're going to do week in and week out, because our offense is adjusting to what the other defense does week in and week out. So every week it changes. Every week Coach Riley has something different for us, and I believe that keeps other defenses on their toes.
Yeah, you stole my thunder. I was going to say football is a repetitive game. So does he make you repeat the plays, or does he draw up new ones each week?
Yeah, no, you would be surprised at the number of new plays that we have week to week that change up maybe just a little bit, but it's enough for us to go out there and win the game.
How much you like watching that Boomer Schooner come out after a touchdown?
Oh, man, I think that's definitely one of the better traditions in college football. You know, I may be a little biased, but seeing those horses come out, at first for me it was a little bit scary because I'm not a huge horse guy, but it's always a cool sight to see.
All right, well, perhaps we'll see you here in South Florida in the Orange Bowl game. We thank you for joining us, and the very best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. We'll have to get back on here and talk a little bit more when we do get there.
No problem. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.